Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This will be an electric top five here. We changed
pretty it. Wild.
We changed the parameters in the break. So what we're going to be doing, guys, that felt like a quick break. I felt like we were in an hour right back with you guys.
Right back,
let us know what you're doing.
Give us a good bed music, by the way, because since we're doing we're putting a different spin on top five tonight, kind of mixing it up a little bit. So
something upbeat or what?
And think, no, yeah. We're in prison. We're in prison.
Well, we're about to die. So I want something upbeat before I die.
Give me some like upbeat rock. I got the perfect song.
Yeah, give me some rock. Give me some.
He said he had the perfect song.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to be doing death row meals, but instead of us picking our meals, Fred's meal, Blake's meal.
What would your meal be, real quick, since we're not doing our own?
I think we've actually done this before.
Maybe we probably have. I think we just discussed it, though.
It would be a 14-ounce peppercorn filet.
Wow, you're about to die in 14 ounces? That's the biggest steak you want?
Can I finish?
Okay.
14-ounce peppercorn filet.
Okay.
Give me... Shorty's got to make some tilapia mashed potatoes. Yep. I'm doing everything I want.
Yeah.
I'm getting...
She's still with you, though. Even after you're on death row.
Yep. Then,
to her.
Then I'm going to get some Chicken Express...
Does she know this?
Chicken Express fries and tenders with their gravy.
Okay.
A large sweet tea by them.
Yeah.
And...
What do you want for dessert?
Give me a lemon cake.
A lemon cake?
Finish me off with a lemon cake. And some
nothing to drink, huh?
Salted caramel. I already said a large thing of sweet tea.
Oh, that's right.
Chicken Express. And give me some salted caramel red velvet cake pops.
Wow, you're doing it big. I mean, you're about to die. So
I might pass out before.
Well, you'll definitely be full.
Yeah.
You will definitely be
full. It'll be yours.
We want to kill him, but he's asleep. He dozed off after that huge meal. So I'm gonna go ahead and shake
maybe
him.
Maybe throw
a
some
bit.
Honey glazed salmon in there as well.
Go ahead and just strap him in that electric chair. He'll be okay. What's your last meal?
My last meal?
Your last meal. No,
probably,
not don't read it. Just tell us it. Like if you're
the thing that I had written down.
Yeah,
actually.
if we're putting you to death, and we're not, but if we were, what's old new guy Jake gonna eat before?
Mine was a 24-ounce T-bone steak with unlimited Texas Roadhouse rolls.
There you go. Texas Roadhouse rolls, a great ad. What sides?
Oh, I'd probably go some corn.
Mm, corn.
I'd
probably go corn, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Sweet
solid
corn?
Choice.
Elote?
Corn on the cob?
Corn, yeah.
Or...
You know, not a... Corn. I mean, corn on the cob is good in its own right, but like inside of a jail cell, is corn on the cob really that, you know what I mean?
Well, you're going to die, so it's not like they're going to, you know... It's not gonna get...
I guess I don't care if I have stuff in my teeth if I'm going to die.
I mean, does it matter? You know?
It's like a toothpick.
What a claim for the photo op.
Get some floss while I'm here, too.
Someone said, yeah, Blake just named the menu from his other job. He hasn't thought about no filet in the last 6 months. I had a filet like a week ago. I eat a steak every Friday. That's what I do. I go and buy a steak at the store, and I cook it for me and my lady. Give us yours real quick, and then I'm going to run through this list.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going with I'm probably going to go with a big steak, a lot of mac and cheese, probably a salad, and
a salad.
What kind of salad?
I definitely want a salad. One from Razoo's, because I love me some Razoo's.
Okay.
Probably a little thing of salmon. as well. Let's do some pancakes, maybe a piece of French toast, and then I'd like a cup of coffee.
Yeah, of course you do.
I need a cup of coffee since we're signing off.
I think you're going to be awake enough. That's not you're going to die.
No, but I want to taste a cup of coffee. And how are we dying, by the way? If we can decide. Because remember, the one dude just went by firing squad.
Firing squad.
Which is a pretty bout it way to die. I kind of want to go that way, to be honest with you.
Probably stoned.
Wow. So you're going medieval is what you're doing. You want to be stoned to death. You realize how painful that would be?
Yeah.
Because you realize they're just hitting you with stones, right?
That is what stoning means.
That's what stoning means.
Probably the injections, if I'm being for real, for real.
I'm being for real, for real.
I mean, it lasts like, 9 seconds?
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't work. That's what I'm saying. Give me the firing squad.
Okay, here we go. Here's the list.
I get beheaded. I want to be like they say when your head falls on the ground, you can still open your eyes and stuff. But probably
said
I
beheaded.
This dude said I'm probably gonna go with beheaded.
Okay, so I asked ChatGPT, list me 50 famous death row last meals, and I'm gonna give you the name of the killer and their famous last meal.
Okay,
Fred and new guy Jake are going to be building their top five along with the list. So they're going to say who's number one. Their list might change. And by the time I'm done with all these names, they're going to have a solidified top five. You guys play along as well. I'm going to have to blaze through these. So I hope you guys are taking notes as we're going along. Okay, first one on the list. Ted Bundy. Declined a special meal given the standard prison meal. So Ted Bundy, standard prison meal is your first option. Number two, John Wayne Gacy. Here we go. Follow along. Fried shrimp. A bucket of KFC, French fries, and a pound of strawberries. John Wayne Gacy. Timothy McVeigh. 2 pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream. Have any of these cracked the top five so far?
Oh, I got one for sure.
Out of those three names I just listed.
Maybe the second one. What was John Wayne Gacy's again?
Fried shrimp, bucket of KFC, French fries, and a pound of strawberries.
I mean, you had me at KFC.
That's a solid. I mean, I was going to say the bucket of KFC and the pound of strawberries.
Aileen Wuornos, single cup of black coffee. That was it.
That's about it. You're sadistic.
You knew the.
What's her name?
What was his name?
Aileen Wuornos.
Spell that first name for me, would you?
A I L E E N and then W-U-O-R-N-O-S. Wuornos. Okay. Velma Barfield. Cheese doodles and a Coca-Cola.
What a sicko.
Number six. Ricky Ray Rector. Here we go. Steak, fried chicken, cherry Kool-Aid, and a pecan pie.
What's this guy's name?
Ricky Ray Rector.
You wrecked him all right.
Steak, fried chicken, cherry Kool-Aid, and a pecan pie. And in quotes, he left the pie for later. He never ate the pie.
I like his game.
Okay.
And the cherry Kool-Aid.
Stephanie Anderson.
I appreciate that he said cherry and not red. Do we know that he didn't say red Kool-Aid?
I'm just reading it says cherry.
Okay.
Steven Anderson. 2 grilled cheese sandwiches. Cottage cheese.
Oh, God. You're done. We're done with it. We don't care. We're glad. We're glad he's dead.
Okay? Chocolate chip ice cream.
That last meal is worth a death row sentence.
And let me finish it off. Radishes.
Yeah, I'm glad he's dead.
Don't say that. Victor Feguer. Feguer?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's call him, we'll just call him Vic F.
A single unpitted olive.
Oh, he's Victor what? What's his name?
F-E-G-U-E-R.
F-E-G-U-R. Figur. Victor. I'm dying to know what this guy did.
A single
I mean,
unpitted
olive. I know he killed
olive.
People, but I'm dying to know what he did.
Ronnie Lee Gardner. Lobster tail, steak, apple pie, vanilla ice cream, a 7-Up while he ate while watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Not crazy about his movie choice, but food-wise, he's on point. I didn't know that they let you watch movies.
He's an iPad kid.
That's new. I'm gonna go ahead and throw a movie on. Is that cool? Before y'all go ahead and do this, hopefully, I hope you guys are.
Did you guys bring a DVD player? Anybody?
Hopefully, you guys are taking notes. So you know
I don't have much time.
This is done, so I'm good.
Okay, number 10.
Go ahead, fast forward to the previews.
You might hear something that might crack your top five now.
I mean, I'm at 4. So
Gary Gilmore.
I've heard of him.
Hamburger. Baked potato, hard-boiled egg, and coffee.
You know, is it troubling to any of you guys that coffee seems to be a theme here with some of these people? And that was
it was troubling when it was a theme with you.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm kind of getting at.
Okay, here we go. Odell
Beckham?
It's funny. The initials are OBJ, but it's Odell Barnes Jr.
Okay.
Requested for justice, equality, and world peace and declined his final meal.
That's put the fries in the bag, bro.
James Edward Smith request. Oh my gosh, requested a lump of dirt, was denied, and received yogurt instead.
That was the one I already had on my list before you started reading.
Okay, Phil Workman.
I wonder what kind of yogurt it was.
Phil Workman declined a meal and requested that a vegetarian pizza be given to a homeless person. Request denied.
The fact that you requested a vegetarian pizza tells me what kind of scumbag you are. Go ahead.
Lawrence Russell Brewer. A feast of 2 chicken fried steaks, a bacon cheeseburger, fried okra, a pound of barbecue, 3 fajitas, a pizza, a pint of ice cream, and peanut butter fudge.
Okay, I want to say Lawrence Russell. Does it say where they're from?
No. I could ask.
I want to say Lawrence Brewer was one of the guys that was involved with the Reginald Byrd slang.
What I'll do is Jasper. I'll find all the people we read and figure it out. No, you're good. I'll figure out what crimes they did. I'm going to figure out where they're from and what crimes they did. Okay.
How many you got? How many are you at?
I've been at 5.
You got your 5? Yeah. Oh, he's got his 5. Okay. I'm down to 1. I need one more.
Thomas J. Grasso. 2 dozen steamed mussels.
I'm over it. Next.
Okay. Alan Lee Davis.
Davis. Okay, don't look at me like that.
Lobster tail.
Okay.
Fried potatoes.
Okay. Which,
is that just french fries?
No, you could have new potatoes. You could,
shrimp.
Shrimp. Okay.
Garlic bread.
Wow.
And root beer.
What's this guy's name?
Alan Lee Davis.
Sign me up. Had me at root beer.
Okay.
Root
beer, so man. You both have 5, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so now we still got a couple more minutes. So I'm going to keep reading. And if any of these crack your 5 and you think it's better than anything you have on your list,
well,
just
shouldn't
interrupt
we read who our 5s are so you kind of know, get a feel for what kind of sadistic SOBs, me and new guy Jake are?
I think you're missing some. Alton Coleman, filet mignon, hey. Fried chicken breast, french fries, salad, onion rings, collard greens, cornbread, sweet potato pie, and a cherry coke.
If you don't have anything better than dirt, I'm out. I'm good.
If you don't have a pitted olive, then what are we talking about here?
Robert Buell, a single black olive.
See, there you go.
There we go.
That's on my...
Robert Alton Harris, a 21-piece of KFC, 2 large Domino's pizzas, an ice cream, a bag of jelly beans, and a 6-pack of Pepsi.
I like the bag of jelly beans. What a creep. All right.
That is creepy.
My number 5, you guys ready for this? Let's get this thing started. My number 5 is Ricky Ray Rector with the cherry Kool-Aid.
Ricky Ray Rector, for those who do not remember, was cherry Kool-Aid, steak, fried chicken, and a pecan pie.
And he left the pecan pie for the dead homies. I'm with that. I'm with that. Your number 5.
My number 5 is Victor F. I couldn't remember his name. Just the olive.
That's it.
My Victor 5, yeah. F. was the unpitted olive.
That's it. I actually wrote his name down, too. Number 4 for me is Ronnie Lee Gardner.
Did I read his name? Yeah. lobster tail, steak, apple pie, vanilla ice cream, 7-Up while watching Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. I'm not a I'm not crazy about his movie selection, but I can get behind everything else, except for his crime, of course.
His movie selection did make my top five most overrated movies, so.
That's true. No, that's true. That's a little crossover with top five lists here. Yeah. I like it.
My
number
four was Tim McVeigh with mint ice cream.
Two pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream. I want a little more protein on my stomach is my final.
Yeah, and the fact that Timothy McVeigh bombed the OKC Federal Building and killed children is he's a scumbag. So
he did?
That was him. That was
wow.
him. So
and, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So.
And you weren't even born yet.
Correct.
You weren't even born
We're
yet.
We're just talking about the meals, guys.
We're just talking meals. But yeah, Timothy McVeigh, to show you how old I am, they wheeled in carts with the TVs. You guys don't know nothing about that. And we
had those in gym class.
We had to watch the aftermath of that. So, yeah. It was a bit different time back then. 1995, I think. Yeah, I was 14, 13, somewhere in there. Okay, so your number four was Timothy McVeigh. What's your number three?
My number three is John Wayne Gacy. I like the KFC.
Yeah. Fried shrimp, bucket of KFC, french fries, and a pound of strawberries.
He was on my honorable mention, actually. My number three is Alan Lee Davis.
Alan Lee Davis.
He had root beer, I think steak, chicken,
lobster
or something like
tail, fried potatoes, shrimp, garlic bread, and root beer.
Great choice. Great choice. Again, heinous person, but solid choice. You're number two.
My number two, I can't read for to save my life. I don't know what I wrote down here. Eileen.
Warnow. You did Eileen Warnow.
Yeah, Eileen, the coffee.
The single cup of coffee.
Yes, single cup of coffee.
She was on my honorable mention, actually. No, she was my number two. Yes, I wrote it down because I want to Google her later. Pause.
On what, X or Instagram?
I knew you were going to say that. So my number two is also Eileen Warnos and her single cup of coffee. I just want to know what she did. Maybe what she looks like. And then number one, Ted Bundy.
Declined the special meal given the standard prison meal.
And then didn't eat that.
Aura.
That is. What's your number one?
My number one is my boy James Edwards. Pile of dirt.
He's about that life, boys.
I had that written down as soon as you said that top five. Like, who's the guy who ate dirt on him?
That's it. All right, final segment of the program. We'll just get you hell out of here with that. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.